Hey everybody. So I know it's been a very long time since I've posted anything. My last post was like 2021 and it's already February of 2024. Wow. A lot has happened within like that gap of 3 years, but I'm glad to be back. I was supposed to start the first thing in January, but I kind of been slacking on you guys, and I really and truly apologize for that. I hope you can forgive me. I hope you can see and realize, you know, I've started over so many times with this podcast since I first began. The very first time I started with you guys, I was confident. I was ready. I was like, come on, let's get it. We can do it. You've got this. You have a thing for people. You have that nature where you can give advice, you can talk, you can communicate. And then I let people, I let even my own self trash my confidence. And it hurt. I kept telling people because they kept asking, like, when are you gonna start your podcast? We miss it. We're ready for you to come back. What's up, beautiful people? Where are you at? And I kept telling everyone, like, hey, I'm gonna start it. I promise. I kept putting it off year after year after year. You see how 3 years has gone by. So this month was supposed to start my second episode, and I was going to make it around Valentine's Day with my husband. By the way, y'all, I am married now. Since the last time you saw me, I've done a podcast with my boyfriend, now husband. And it's been almost a year since we've been married. We got married August of last year. So it was a beautiful ceremony. A lot's going on. I'll share everything in depth in a later podcast, but I've missed you guys. I miss doing my projects because I've been so afraid, which is why I created this episode. And before I tell you guys the name, I want to tell you that I'm changing the title again. Like, it's gonna happen. I'm gonna start over a million one times until something sticks. But I think the point and the value of not giving up is what I need to learn, what I want to teach you guys, what I want to motivate you guys to do. Because every time I want to do a project, it feels like I slow myself down and I feel defeated every single time that I do this. But now I'm just getting off of work. I have this time before my husband gets home. So I want to do it while it's just me and you, while it's still just quiet, silent, and we can talk. So, like I said, I changed the title again. So now the title's called I Got You, Beautiful People. A therapeutic podcast. And I kind of like it because every time someone tells me something or they need my help or something good or bad occurs, I'm like, don't worry, I got you. And then in college, I always sung, what's up, beautiful people, coming in choir. And it brought everybody joy. It brought everybody like a peaceful and yet entertaining sound into the room. So I kind of want to bring that peace and entertaining and fulfillment into my podcast. With some, I recognize the issues. I recognize what I've been through, what I've put people through, which is why I got you just stuck. And I wanted something that just sticks, you know? So I Got You, Beautiful People is the title It's the name of the game. I like it. I feel like this won't stick. Now, I labeled it as a therapeutic podcast because you see what the world looks like. It's horrible. It's terrible. There's some good qualities. There's some good aspects, but in other places, it's just like, you kind of want to get away from what's going on. And all the stuff I've been through in my life and all the stuff that other people have been through, you need something therapeutic. You need something that's going to help you reset. And that's also what I would bring into this podcast, is a reset. This is my reset button. And hopefully this helps you too. So, boop, reset. All right, so I want to thank you all so much. Within my hiatus, I don't know how to speak today. Within my hiatus, you guys were still listening. And I love the fact that I still have listeners out there. I still have people that want to listen to what I say. So I want to thank you all so much for still loving What's Up, Beautiful People, for still loving me and what I got to say. So I've seen the numbers on Anchor app, which is now called Spotify for Podcasters. And you guys are just awesome. Thank you. Because of you guys, I truly don't want to give up this project. And I hope within future time to come, I start bringing in profit. I start getting a whole lot of people listening to me. And just being with you guys. Because there's too much going on, and you need some type of peace. So hopefully I could bring that. I hope and pray that I could bring that to you guys. So let's get started. Whew, let's go. So first of all, I told you guys that there was a title with this. And this title is supposed to start it. I even have the date right here in front of me, January 15th to record. And I was gonna release it, I believe that Friday or Monday, January 20th. But I've pushed it too long. Today's the 9th and we're gonna release it. I want to release it either this coming Monday or next Friday because I still got to tweak and do this and do that. So, or I just leave it unfiltered exactly how it is and exactly what I'm saying. I might just release this unfiltered. But anyway, the title of this is called Move in Fear. I need a moment, y'all. I'm not crying. 2023 and a little bit of this year already starting, I've moved in fear. Currently doing this podcast right now is me moving in fear because I've been so scared and afraid. Like a lot of the stuff I did last year, I never thought I could do, or I could prevail or progress, but I did. And this year too, 2024, it's only our second month, but I'm still doing stuff in fear. And it's awesome. But I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I've been scared. I'm still a little afraid, but it's all about timing. It's all about making yourself better each day. And I want to ask myself, how can I make myself better day by day? And I just want to acknowledge some of the things I did while moving in fear. So, like I told you guys, I got married. I know nothing about marriage. I know nothing about a stable relationship. And I only say that because my history. And when I say my history, I mean, I'm the oldest of five and or six. But the side that I really want to look at is my mom's side. I've never seen stability until 2011, but even 2011 was still rocky. And I only say that because 2011 is when my mom first got married to my wonderful and amazing stepfather, who is my father to me. I love him. I love her. I love them together. We've been through hell and back and then back to hell, and now we're good. Now we're really good. But before my mom got married, she was not in the best relationships, which never really got me in the foundation of, when I see you, I want to grow up in that relationship. I never saw that. And I've told her these things. I've been honest. I've told her each and every time. Not each and every time, but there was a point where me and my mom had a one-on-one conversation. And I told her that I didn't see stability. I even said it in my wedding vows to my husband when we got married in the courthouse. I didn't see it until my mom met my stepdad. And there was some type of stability that I could look at and be like, okay, I still don't see it as a blueprint for me, but I see it as my mom finally found happiness. And that's what I wanted. Because I was born 98. So 98 to 11, we've been through some ish. I want to say what I want to say, but I'm not. But we've been through it. But out of all those times we've been through it, my brother and my sister were the two blessings out of it. That's it. I'm sorry. That's it. The only two blessings that came out of that. Oh, and my dog. My sweet baby dog. My Jack Russell. But other than that, I saw no stability. So I was fearful when I got into a relationship, what that would look like, what that would be like. Because my whole time, I've never been in a relationship. I wanted one, but I've never been in one. And I was always scared because I saw what relationships did to my mom. Some were good times. I can acknowledge that. There were great times when there were. And there were bad times when there were. But that made me fearful of being in a relationship. Until 2018, when I met my husband, Ryan. And my fear left me. And I just took it face value. I didn't think that I was gonna take it face value, but when I did, I did. And when I saw how it was and how he made me happy and made me feel like I'm this powerhouse of a woman and this and that. And even though my mom and my aunt were very misconstrued about it. And the reason why I bring my aunt is because my aunt was like my second mom. She was someone I look up to. But even with those, I kind of ignored it because I was like, I want to experience that. Like, I want to know what this is like. So we first start dating in 2018. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We had our ups and our downs, but it was so good. So when 2023 came around, fast forward, I felt this like urge of, okay, when are you gonna propose to me? Because it's almost 5 years. I think it's time. Most people looked at me like, why are you guys taking so long? I prefer the wait. I don't know about anybody else, but I preferred it just because of what I've been through. But I preferred it because, one, my experience. For two, I know everybody thinks that the proposal is a woman's thing and it should be the best thing in the world, but it's also a man's. That proposal is a stamp to what you're about to do. It's a stamp of saying, you're the person for me. So when my husband first told me that he wanted to spend the rest of his life with me and he wants me to be his wife, I was just like, A, I love that. And B, like, just do it when you're ready. I'm in no rush. Everyone around us is in a rush, which I only say that because I kept getting it day by day by day by day. And it got irritating because I'm just like, don't pressure him into proposing to me because he'll think it's pressuring and I don't want him to think that way. So I told him, and I'm glad he listened to me. I was like, no matter what, make it special for you. You and you alone. This is between you and me. Do what you gotta do. And he really listened to that. Like, even though I feared relationships, I feared marriage because I never saw anything stable, I gave it a chance. And he proposed to me April 15th, 3 days after my birthday, that weekend. And the proposal process was beautiful. My parents were involved. Everyone in my life, in our life, was involved, and it was beautiful. He did a whole video, and everybody, his mom that's in Germany, friends from out of places that don't live in our area. I could cry right now even just thinking about it, but I think the proposal that took hold of me getting out of that fear. Lord, I want to cry, but I'm not. But that took a lot. And the moment I saw that, I'm like, why am I looking for other validation when I can create my own? I can create my own perfect, or at least close to perfect, because there's no such thing, but a holy marriage between us. A beautiful marriage between us. I can create that. We can create that. And that's what we're doing. We're creating that for ourselves. We know there's going to be challenges, plateaus, but we also know there's mountains to climb, and you see the sunset at the end or the sunrise, and it's just, it brings joy. That's how I moved in fear. I moved in fear for 5 years because I never knew what a relationship, at least a stable one or a great one, was like until later on in my life. I didn't see stability until a little after I was 13. But even I had questions from 13 to, I want to say, I kind of stopped asking when I was 23, maybe, like 22, 23. And 22 was during COVID. 23.
I think those were the ages that I stopped asking questions.
And I'm going to be 26 in April. But I was questioning it because I saw how relationships and, Lord, I'm sorry, how relationships was kicking my mom's ass. There were some good ones and there was some, no thank you. And a no thank you, and I'm just gonna call it like I see it. And no thank you was my dad. One of them was my father. Actually, I think it was all three. Hey, I'm calling it like I see it. So if they listen to it, if they listen to this podcast, I'm being honest. I'm speaking for me. My brother and sister, they can speak for themselves. My mom can surely speak for herself. You don't need me for that. But I'm speaking for me, for Ash, for Ashlyn. It wasn't good. It was, but yeah, I never saw stability until then. So my marriage was a big one, and we're still going strong. I still love my husband so much. You guys, if you've been in my podcast, like arena, I don't know why I called it that, but in my realm for this long, you've heard my husband. We've done a podcast together before on my podcast. That's the man who I'm married to. That's my current right now and forever. Don't question me. Or that. But yeah. My marriage was one fear. Another fear was traveling. I've always traveled. I don't know English. I always traveled with my grandmother. My grandmother used to work at the airport. And I'm going to say it. She used to work at United Airlines. And she would always give us like these free flights. And we were able to do so much together. We were able to have fun. I did my first out of the country trip with her, Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. We couldn't do too much because she was having back problems, but I need to do that trip over again, this time with my husband or with my sister, because I went with my sister and that's what happened. But I always had somebody who knew the ins and outs. I never really knew it for myself unless my grandma really needed help and I had no other choice but to take over. But we booked a trip January of last year. We booked the trip to Germany for my husband to see his mom. He hasn't seen his mom, I think, in over 11, 12 years. And it was such a beautiful thing when we first booked it and he started crying. And it was just something, hey, my man's ready to see his mom again. He's been putting this off for so long. And I'm just looking like, okay, we gotta figure this out. We gotta do this. And my family were so grateful. They helped me. My mom was telling me about like this little thing I could do to get some like discounted flights, and that's what we used. We were able to do like a payment plans, and still go on our trip. So that's what we did. So going out of town to Germany, going out of the country was the very first travel experience by myself. Well, not really by myself, with me and my husband, but it was the first one by myself. And I had to navigate everything. My husband hasn't been to the airport or in flight since, I think, when he was first stationed in Germany. My man was in the military, Air Force, Best Force, how he says it. but he hasn't been since his time in Virginia. I think that's what he told me. But I knew the ins and outs, but not knowing how to navigate everything, which is really easy. It's not really that hard. But it was still nerve-wracking because I didn't have my grandma by my side. It was just me and my husband. We had to do it together. So, you know, we had to get the flights. We had to figure out our connecting flight. We had to do this. We had to do that. Like, we went from Houston to Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. to Frankfurt, Germany. And I never really had to, like, double flight before. We just did, like, one straight shot. But we needed the double to get some rest. But it was such a great experience to do and to be, like, after we got to Germany, his mom took care of everything else. Like, I love his family. I love his mom. I love his aunt and his uncle and his little cousin. He was such a cutie to me. He's such a cutie. But they're not my family. So my mom, my aunt, my uncle, my cousin. So it was something I didn't fear. I was scared because I didn't know what to do. But once I got it done, it wasn't too bad. It was just something like, oh my gosh, I got this hype. I'm gonna do it again. We're gonna do another flight. I'm gonna be too excited. Ah, let's book it. Let's book it again. But I can be so stupid sometimes. But I think that experience, it was a small fear, but it was still a fear. And it still goes with this episode. So when I did it in fear, when I did it scared, I actually love doing it because I love to travel. I still want to travel. There's so many places I want to go, y'all. I have a whole bucket list. My husband was like, the next place we need to go out of the country is Japan. We got to figure out Japan. So we're going to do that soon. But even though it's a small fear and it's a small little like trinket and you guys are like, okay, what's the point of that one? But really the point of that one is just, that's my first experience of traveling as an adult. Being an adult is terrifying. It's still scary because I don't get a break. I don't get a break. None of us do. If you're an adult, and most of the people who are listening, I hope you guys are. If you're not, I'm glad you guys are listening too. And I'm trying to keep it restricted. But there's no timeouts of being an adult. And that was just something that I enjoyed. I enjoyed to travel. So Germany, beautiful experience. I will tell you about that. Also, another episode, I gotta talk about traveling. But enough about that one. My last fear was getting a new home. It's not really my last fear, because I'm currently doing something in fear, but I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to share that one. But one of my last fears is getting my first apartment. And this one was kind of, I don't want to say forced, but it was something that needed to happen. So my father-in-law, my husband's father, passed away back in May of last year. So literally a week after my husband's birthday, him and his sister found out that they lost their dad. Their dad's one of the only people that they have here that they look up to, they love, they support, because their entire life it was just them. And when his mom was living here, it was his mom. But it was like, I don't think you could break anything with those four, to me personally. But it was just them. It was all they had. And when we lost my father-in-law, Reggie, we had to grow up fast. I'm just gonna say that. We had to grow up very, very quickly. And with that, I wanna say, you know, We had to make sure every duck was in order.
As soon as my father-in-law passed,
we had to get the funeral arrangements done. We had to hurry up and find a place because he passed in May and their lease was up in June. So we had to quickly, like, get everything together. So we had to get the funeral arrangements done. And once we got that done, we had to figure out where we're gonna live. And we had to figure out so many situations because we had the Phil passed. We had to do his funeral. My sister-in-law, well, like as my sister, just had her first baby, her first child. His name is Isaiah, such a cutie. And then we had to navigate this whole new home. And our new home is in my area because I felt like, because I was the one that had to look at a place, I felt like they would be safer in my area compared to where they used to live. I still stand by that, and I'm glad that I still stand by that. But my sister-in-law had to get her own place with her man back over in that side, because on that side is all of the medical stuff for my baby and just her family, her new family being over there. We're still her family, but the family she's creating is over there, you know? So she had to decide to go back, which I totally respect. And her man that she looks at as her husband takes care of her so much better than any of the person she has brought to me beforehand. He's such a sweetheart. I'm not gonna say his name, but he's an amazing guy. But piggyback to what I was saying, I had to hurry up and find us a place. And it didn't really take long, but it was like, I've never had to look at houses before. I never had to look at apartments before. I never had to look at anything like that. That was my first, I think, one of my first adult things that I had to do after I got out of college. And we weren't expecting to move until this year, actually. We weren't planning to move until the summer or the fall of this year, 2024. But we had to move because their dad passed away and they couldn't pay for a $2,000 house plus utilities and other things when it was only my husband working. And even if I moved there, it still wouldn't have been enough because our checks are about the same, but it doesn't hold an entire house. So we had to condense it to an apartment. And I was happy that I found the place that we found because I love it. Everybody here is friendly and it's in my area and my husband's gotten to know my area already. It's much more peaceful here than what it is if we would have found a place over there. And both of our jobs, like, yeah, the drive is like an hour away, but I mean, You gotta take the good with the bad, and that's what we did. But I moved in fear with that one because I never had to do anything like that before. I never had to look at a place before. I never had to figure out, okay, we gotta get furniture, we gotta get a TV, we gotta get this, we gotta get that. I never had to do that. It was always my mom, my stepdad, my grandma, my aunt, like all the other adults around me. So I had to be an adult quick. Me and my husband and my sister, we had to be an adult. We had to be adults very quickly. And I didn't have time to be scared. That's one that I can say I moved in fear, but I didn't have time to fear because there was no time. We had to move. So when I did that, the fear of me doing that did not sink in until after everything happened. And I only say that because bills kick in and you got to figure out, well, how the heck do I pay these bills? Even though I have a job, I'm like, I've never had to do this before. Like, what you thinking? What you mean? I'm supposed to be the one paying the bills? Me? I didn't have to do that before. I was living comfortably with my parents in my room just going to school. But now I gotta be an adult and get my own place and pay these bills and pay my car. And that's another one, getting a new car that same year. Had a new car, a new status in my relationship, a new place, a new baby, my sister's baby, all in 1 year. All that moving in fear happened in 1 year. We either had the time to panic or didn't have the time to panic, but we still, I think, either panicked or didn't. It just depends on the situation. But I moved in fear my entire 2023. And me talking about it now and looking back on it, it's just like, dang, I never thought I could do this. I never thought I could get the opportunity to do this before. And now I'm in the space where I'm at where I can talk to other people about it, which brings me to my next section. Me, my husband, and our friends who are planning on getting married this year. Congratulations to Taylor and Ozzy. I love you guys so much. Mwah, mwah. But they're getting married next month, actually. And they were fearing so much stuff, like finances, getting a place, like all the stuff we did last year, they're preparing to do this year. And some of the stuff looked just like how ours did, not knowing a lick or the amount of anything what to do. So we had this waitress. I believe her name was Jasmine. I believe that's her name. She worked at Texas Roadhouse. And she was telling us, like, at first, actually, let me get to the beginning of that. At first, when she came in, it seemed like she was down, like she had an attitude, like she was already ready to go home. But when me and my husband looked at her, we were like, let's give her some nice vibes, some entertaining vibes, like anything and everything we gotta do, let's put a smile on her face. So I'm sitting up there saying, hi, baby, how you doing? How you feeling? Are you all right? Like, what I gotta do? Tell me your recommendations, even though I've been to Texas Roadhouse, I don't know how many times. And the reason why I say that is because their rolls and their cinnamon butter, most beautiful thing in the world. If I can pay for like a double 12 or 18 or 55, I don't care, count of them rolls with the cinnamon butter and eat it in one sitting, I would. But enough about the rolls and the cinnamon butter. But she was having a great time with us. We were trying to make sure, like, you know, she was happy. She felt like she needed some positive spirits and positive energy. There was a point where we actually had a conversation with her, and she was telling us everything she'd been through and her relationship and her going to school and leaving her. She was telling us about everything she'd been through under the sun. And I felt connected to her. Me and my husband, we felt connected to her. But then it was something in me when she was telling me about this story about her best friend who's in like this toxic relationship with her family, and she feels like she's doing everything and her mom's not acknowledging it or making her feel good about herself and making her feel like she can't do this, she can't do that, she won't make it without her. And I sat up there, I looked at Jasmine, I sat up there and I told her that, baby, your friend, and all I said, your friend needs to move in fear. Just like the title, y'all, I didn't misconstrued everything, anything. I said it the way this title of this episode is. I said, baby, your friend needs to move in fear. And I told her, everything your friend is dealing with, she needs to get out of it. That's God's way of telling her she's outgrowing it. And they're gonna make her feel like she's nothing, she's this, she's that, until it literally physically drains her. And you have a little sibling that looks up to you. Like, what does that say if she looks at you as the human punching bag? She's looking at you like, I know you. You can do this. You can be better than what they're trying to make you out to be. And it was something that I felt like it was God's spirit moving in me when I was saying this. Because as soon as I told her that, my whole body just went like, shh, zoom. Like, think about a roller coaster when you're like going to that down, like that adrenaline going down. Like, that's how I felt as soon as I told her that message. And I was like, as soon as I told her, like, tell your friend to move in fear, do it scared. These are all the things not only God tells me on a day-to-day, it's what my mom tells me. Like, God uses my mother to talk to me. God uses my aunt to talk to me. God uses my husband to talk to me, because somebody's gonna get through to me. And if it ain't gonna be the Lord like, I'm gonna use somebody to get through to you. So when I shared that with somebody else, when I felt that feeling, I don't know why, I just felt like God saying, you see what I'm telling you? And it's taking you to tell somebody that in order for you to hear me? Wow. Like, that's how I see and hear God telling me. Like, it's funny. And my friend was like, the same friend that's in our situation getting married next year, she looked at me like, are you talking to me too? And I'm like, baby, if you feel like it's for you, I'm talking to you. If you feel like I'm spreading that message and pushing it to you, you best believe I'm talking to you. You best believe I'm speaking to you. So, and I didn't say that in a disrespectful way, but I said it as, baby, do it. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to wonder where your money's coming from. I've had plenty of those, but I still did it while I was scared. I still did it very nervously and made it out of the other side. And as soon as I said that, as soon as I felt that, Jasmine went to go text her friend exactly what I said. And I gave her a scripture too, but I don't remember what it is verbatim. I wish I knew what it was. But I told her, I was like, it's okay, move in fear, do it. Because at the end of the day, nobody is gonna push you except for you. Nobody is gonna motivate you except for you. God can only take you part of the way. He'll tell you there's an A to a B, but he will never tell you how to get there. And that's what moving in fear is about. It's not about A and it's not about B. It's about the middle man that's in between. Literally, it's about the in-between spaces. It's about how you gotta make an immediate right and then keep going straight and then make this big old loop turn and then get on like highways and byways just to get to B. You will never know the middle man. But it'll be fun to get there. It will be happiness, tears, fear, and doubting yourself, thinking that you can't do it. But you're still gonna do it in that. When I tell you, you will still do it while being scared. I think it was something that said, like, I don't know how I'm gonna get to point A to point B, but that middle is gonna be so much fun. And that's how I feel like moving in fear is. It's the quote unquote fun part of getting to your destination. Right now, where I'm at, I'm still in the middle. I haven't made it to point B yet. where I want to go, like in career, in my marriage, and this and that. Like there's no point B or close to point B there yet. I'm still in the middle where I'm having fun, but it's one of those good kind of funs that make you feel like, I can't believe I'm doing this. And I can't believe I'm doing this in my most scared stage ever. And the important part is just knowing that you did it, because after that, that's something that you get to share with somebody. That's something you can tell somebody. Just like I told Jasmine about her friend, which one day I gotta go back to Texas Roadhouse and just ask her how she's doing, how Jasmine's doing, how her friend's doing, and seeing if her friend really heeded what I said. Because everything I said, I've experienced or currently experiencing with my whole life. My mom always told me to do it scared, leap out, like take that. Step out on faith. That's what I was looking for. Step out on faith and do it very afraid. This podcast, this episode, the reason why I called it and the reason why I wanted to do Move in Fear is because I did so much stuff in fear that it still blows my mind to even continue to talk about. I'm still talking about us getting our first place as husband and wife. When we got this place, we were engaged. We got married 3 months after moving in here. And we still talk about going to Germany. And we still talk about so much. We still talked about how quickly we grew up after his dad passed away. We still talk about the lessons that our parents teach us and how we use it in our everyday lives. Or even if we don't use it, we share it with somebody else. When you move in fear, that's something for you to talk about, baby. It's something for you to talk about. And when you talk about it, it's so amazing what your mind opens up. Like even with me talking about it in our episode right now, it's still incredible how I'm telling you guys these stories of how I moved in fear and how I was able to share it with somebody else, because I'm still doing it, or I did it in some aspects. Moving in fear is one of the greatest things that I could do for myself. Moving in fear is one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I don't know how I did it, or how I even become to thought the process of doing this. But I did it. I made it happen. I made every single thing in my life happen. And I'm still grateful because God was by my side each and every way of it. And with me doing it in fear, me doing it so scared that I don't know how I was going to make it to the other side. Even when there are times when I thought that I wasn't going to make it, I did. And I'm still proud of myself. I'm still proud of the woman that I'm becoming, that I'm preparing to be. And one day when I have kids, I can share it with my children. I can share it with me and my husband's first child or children. I've never been so grateful in my life until I had to leave out of my comfort zone. And I was scared to be out of my comfort zone because it was comfortable. It was something that I didn't have to leave. I just snuggled and gave it a hug. It felt like a soft blanket that it's just me and my bubble. But one day I had to leave the bubble and create my own journey, create my own life, create my own experiences. And once I do that, there's so much open, there's so much there that I can make my own painting. That's what life is. Life is just a painting. It's a big old canvas that you could just throw colors at. Right now I'm throwing colors until the end picture, which is like, and I imagined it before. I imagined a big picture of myself with everything I've done in my life surrounding it. That's my painting. I think that's my ending painting. I'm gonna cry, y'all. Like, when I said that, I'm gonna cry. Yes, you will know throughout my life, I am a crybaby. I am a true wah-wah. So if you guys are scared, if you guys are fearful of doing a project, of starting a family, of getting your finances in order, I don't know what I just said, finances in order, if you fear any and everything under the sun, do it in fear. All you can go is up, because you're starting at the place you're at. I'm not going to say low, but you're starting at the level you're at. Right now with this podcast, I'm not going to say that I'm low, but I'm starting somewhere. I'm starting at my own level. I can only go up from my level. If I go down from it, all I gotta do is rebuild it up. That's my fear. Like me, I'm moving in fear right now with this podcast. I'm living in fear right now, just being. And it's nerve-wracking, yes. But it's stuff that I had to do consistently. And I'm learning consistency right now. And what I want to tell you guys is to move in fear. Do it, because you won't regret anything doing it. The only thing that you'll regret is the fact that you didn't start. And every time I push this podcast off from 1 month to 2 months to 5 months to 8 months to a year, I regret it every single time. But I had to do it because I wanted to share it with you guys. If you feel like this episode helped you in any way, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate that love. You telling me that this helped you. Thank you. Thank you for even listening, for even being a part of it. And for those that it didn't help, I'm sorry that I couldn't help you. But I hope one day that I can with another podcast, because I'm about to dial down and continue to do this. Because with me feeling the emotions that I feel when I say move in fear and the stories I tell, I am encouraged to keep doing this podcast, y'all. Yes, the name will change. Yes, I am scared to see where this goes, but I'm gonna do it in fear. I'm gonna do it scared and very afraid. And I hope and I pray and I believe that you guys will do this with me. Even if you don't, share it with somebody. Tell them to move it in fear. Like, spread this around. Say, do it in fear. Move it in fear. Be afraid, but just go for it. Because the one thing you'll regret is the fact that you didn't start. The one thing you'll regret is to listen to naysayers that tell you that you can't do it. Because I've listened to naysayers tell me that I should be doing one thing instead of another. I've listened to naysayers that told me, you're not going to make it in this industry. But baby, anybody can do a podcast. But the thing is, can you encourage? Can you influence? Can you make a change within someone? That's all I'm saying to y'all, is that you can do it. Anybody can do whatever project that you are preparing for. But a real one, a true one, will touch you on the inside, will make you feel like you've inspired me. You made me feel like I can touch the clouds and spread this to the world, and I can be this powerhouse, this fearless person. But I'm doing it in fear. I feel fearless, but I'm doing it in fear. I'm moving in fear. And that's what this episode is about. Move in fear, do it afraid, and you'll make it. I promise you. You guys are wonderful for even staying this long with me. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. The stuff that I kind of want to do with you guys, like I said, I want to learn how to be more consistent. I want to start recording on Mondays and hopefully get these out by Fridays. And just having fun with you guys. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to put your own input out, please. I'm going to post this on my social medias, on my Facebook, which is just my name. I'm going to post this on Instagram, and I'm going to post this on TikTok as well. Those are the three social medias that I use on a day-to-day basis. So if you guys have any questions, any comments, or anything you want to see and or hear on this podcast, please do not be afraid to put it on the comments. And I promise I will see them. I will listen to you guys, and I will make a decision based on that. You guys are awesome. You guys are amazing for even listening. I have incredible people that just does this with me. I want to say you guys do life with me listening to this podcast. So I love you guys. Thank you. And I also want to end every episode with a mantra. So here's the mantra that I'm going to end with. I hope my words set you free, even though we won't always agree. If you need advice from a person or two, always remember, I got you. Thank you all so much. And I hope you have a wonderful Friday. Love you guys. And bye-bye.